History of 32 years of talk story here on Ka'oi Radio, and one of my favorite things is music. I love, love, love music, and I have two of my favorite musicians in studio, and I'm going to go Facebook Live if you want to join me. This is going to be very special. I got George Kawamoko, five-time Grammy Award-winning guy.
I think
Kimo.
I think he got more than that.
No, Kimo has one. You have one?
Yeah, I have one of myself. And then, I play with Weird Al. That's my day job, you know.
Oh, so you count those.
I don't really count those as Grammys, but I played on, four or five of those.
Oh, then you're, that counts. Yeah, yeah.
This is not quite the same as having it on your mantle.
Do they give you, a certificate then for those?
Yeah.
Well, that's still, you frame those, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, why not? But, in fact, I should have brought it with me because we could have had two Grammys there at the show.
Yeah. Well, I gave one away to my son, Kyoki, and then I traded one with Daniel Ho, and I got one of George Winston, so we still got four or five at our house, but he gave them away.
They make nice doorstops.
Yeah, but actually we have a Hall of Fame on our wall, so we put it all over there.
That's good. No, it's great. And Kimo is going to be here for a little while. You're going to be doing a special night tomorrow happening at Napili. Kai, what time is the show tomorrow?
It starts at 6:30 and it goes to about 8:15, It's a special, right now because of COVID, they only allow, 50 seats. Usually the place can hold 350 to 400 people.
Wow, only 50 seats.
Yeah.
Wow. So, are you going to do two shows?
We're going to do just one show, and then we actually open on a whole nother day where we do shows on Saturdays now.
Yeah.
And, alternate. Like last week we had Ken Emerson was here.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
So how do people get tickets? They probably should get those in advance.
Call 669-808-669-3858. Or go to kahumoku.com, kahumoku.com, or slackyshow.com.
So last time, actually, that I had you two together was a couple of years ago around this time at the McCoy Theater. I had George playing with Rock Hendricks on saxophone, and the last minute in the morning of the event, I called Kimo, or I texted Kimo, and said, "Do you want to come play by any chance tonight?"
He said,
"Sure." I was like, "What? Really? Like that? And not even asking for anything, any money or anything, And it was magical.
That was a lot of fun.
It was just beautiful.
I remember I was up in Kula visiting Steve Grimes.
Oh yeah.
And I was hanging out with Steve. And then you texted me, and I said, I have my guitar with me, but I don't have any clothes. All I got are these,
Well, naked guitar brings a lot of fun.
Funky shorts or something.
Chilling-a-ling.
So I felt a little underdressed, but it was really a beautiful event.
From that time, my friend Rupam was inspired by the Aloha and being here, and he did a... I went with George in Joel Katz's studio, and we did a little recording of George chanting, and I did a spoken word piece, and now it's all made into this piece that Rupam has out and it's submitted for, I think, a New Age category.
Mm-hmm.
And very different than what we thought it was going to be,
because
there's a lot of Indian music behind it. What was the chant that you did that opened that
it
one
was
up?
It's an Aloha chant, being tying us the vibrations of the earth and the ocean, just helping us to get in tune with the songs, we call it. The wind through the trees, the waves in the ocean. We got to slow down and be still. And
you want to do a little of that?
Oh, we could, yeah.
Just do a little of the chant, bring that energy in.
Well, it says, "Behold, Eho mae kaiki maluna mae, o na mea huna nuhia o na mene. Eho mae, eho mae. Eho mae, eho mae kaiki maluna mae. O na mea huna nuhia o na mene. Eho mae, eho mae. Eho mae, eho mae kaiki maluna mae. O na mea huna nuhia o na mene. Eho mae, eho mae. Eho mae. Coming to us,
yes,
then
it's
funny. Can you feel it? Can you feel that vibration go through your body?
They do that in Tibet. That's the old. That's the layers. Mm-hmm. You go from the root chakra to the crown chakra with that one. It's like just take it right up. Yeah. So, yes, and then, of course, you had a wonderful year. Who would have thought chemo was a new age Grammy winning, you know, and it's like you found a new niche.
Well, you know, it's funny how that worked. It's, you know, a few years ago, I had a record called Guitar Stories, which wasn't really a Hawaiian record, but it was more of a sort of, you know, like different kinds of music with using slack key, you know, tunings and stuff. And I submitted it in some other category in the Grammys. I think it was like contemporary instrumental. But then they moved it to the new age.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't, you know, get nominated for that record. But but so the next record I put out, I thought, well, I think that's where they want me to be, you know, so I'll just, you know, submit in that category.
And it worked.
And it worked.
And it worked. And now, you know, it's so funny because I've been thinking a lot about peace because I was blessed to get the Gandhi Peace Award in the year before the UNESCO Award.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't really deserve it. So, but that when I have that happen, I get inspired to write more and do more because I want to live up to it. But you had an album that really captures that peace. The word for peace is maluhia. And what made you think of that term maluhia? For this last album you put out?
Well, you know, I actually have two records. You know, one I did after Guitar Stories was called Moku Maluhia, you know, Peaceful Island. And there's something about the style, the Nahi Nahi style of slack key.
Nahi Nahi means sweet.
Yeah. And I just, that's sort of the style I really love, you know. And to me, it just brings, for me, just to sit and play that kind of music just makes me at peace, you know. So even though, you know, we're talking about, my last record is called Kahonua Maluhia, which means, you know, peaceful world. But, you know, you can look at it literally, but also you can look at it sort of like you're creating your own peaceful world or your own peaceful island by, you know, for me personally, you know, playing, you know, real gentle slack key. It's kind of creates that world for me, you know.
Well, you were just playing, before we started the show here, frangipani. Frangipani, of course, a lovely sweet flower, the fragrance of the frangipani. And you played that, and it was so sweet. It did have the nahi-nahi. It did have that peace. And isn't it nice that you can sit with an instrument that will allow you to carry that peace and get you in that peaceful zone?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a meditation, sort of, you know, from... And you can kind of, you know, you can feel it in your body.
Yeah,
you're playing the guitar, those vibrations, you know, you feel it in your body. It's like something that just goes through you, you know. So it's a kind of a physical experience, too.
So you are here for a little while. You're going to do the gig with George tomorrow.
Right.
In Napili. Then you're going to do a wedding.
Yes, my friends are good friends of mine.
And George is going to officiate.
Yeah, they're waiting all the way over there in Napili, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, last time I played in Napili, they happened to be in, they have to come out, and I said, oh, you know, Napili Bay is a good place to come and visit. So they came out, and they really loved it. And then when they decided to get married, they said, we want to get married at Napili, Napili Kai. And I said, well, you should get George to officiate.
Full circle, right?
And the other thing, too, you know, I'm a farmer, too, and a lot of the food that we're going to source for the wedding actually comes from my farm as well.
That's great.
The spinach, the sweet potatoes, the cucumbers and a lot of other stuff that comes from our farm.
Yeah, they're vegan too.
Yeah, they're vegan. Yeah.
They're vegan. So I think they're gonna be. Everybody's gonna be enjoying the.
Oh, how wonderful! No, you're not gonna kill a goat for this one.
No. I didn't have to kill any animals. Actually, this morning, I was sidetracked. I got a call from my friend. I have about 7 traps. In the last 20 years, I've probably caught 4,000 pigs, wild feral pigs. There was 5 baby pigs in the trap this morning, so
Oh no!
I had to, and my nephew told, "Oh no, where I got one pig pen all set up." I went to his place with the pigs. You know, I basically tie them up with duct tape and everything, and I put them in bags. Took them over there, and it looks like it was made for chickens. Yeah, chicken wire. I think these pigs are gonna be out. You know, as soon as I let them go, they're gonna be gone in the bushes. So. Took us 3 hours to fix up the chicken coop, so it looks like house these 5 baby pigs.
And
these guys
are
feisty. They were about 35, 40 pounds each, so they're big sized pigs already, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's good, Jillian. Jillian upcountry has been raising and saving pigs. She's actually kind of starting a pig sanctuary up there, up in well, she's not quite cool. She's above Piholo up there.
Oh.
And she has a horse ranch, but she's gotten into taking care of pigs. And she probably would love to. She's been so good taking care of these pigs, you know. But that's not for eating, George.
Well,
no, that's not for eating. We're talking about
the ones. The ones I've caught, you know, we actually raise them for to change the taste, you know, because the wild flavor is really, really, you know,
gamey. Yeah,
so we feed them, you know, stuff, you know, leftover food from Tante's restaurant and from all the different places and Mama's Peter Merriman's and
Zippy's
and gourmet pigs. Your pigs are well fed, my
gosh. So we feed them out for, you know, with the leftover stuff for there for at least a month or two, and then until they get, you know, good in size. Maybe they get up to about 100 pounds, and then we, you know, then we...
Then you race them. You have pig racing out on your farm.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Then and we feed them to the homeless.
No, I can't stop it. I love pigs.
In fact, Hanalei just had I think he gave away 52 old sows. He gifted the community, Hanalei Kalianu. He raises pigs out in the Central Valley. And he was just changing over his herd and had so many big sows. So, I mean, these pigs are big. His pigs are big. They're like 600 to 800 pounds.
Yeah, that's a big pig.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're old sows. And, you know, when they get that big, they start rolling over their babies, and it's not efficient. So he's switching off his whole herd.
Well, you don't have a song about pigs, but I
have lots of songs about pigs. Don't get me started.
Of course you have songs about pigs. You have a song about everything. I don't know if we want to do a pig song, but it's your choice. What are we going to do music-wise? We've got two of the finest guitars, slacky guitarists here in the studio.
Well, let's do something with the title. I did a song called Lokahi Me, Maluhia Me Lokahi, which means peace and harmony.
Well, that fits.
Sure.
And the thing is, when I fooled around with that pig this morning, he bit the tip of my finger off.
Oh, see that?
Oh!
So I should have put a Band-Aid on it, but you can see the tip's just a little nick. It ain't so bad, but, you know, it's like that's my
finger. Right where the string
is, yeah. So I might have to kind of fake it up. Okay. Thank you. peace and harmony.
Yeah, I love
that. Here, I'm here, look
here. I love that. That's absolutely.
I'm even getting a mic up. That's beautiful. That was just lovely. Isn't that nice? We were talking about your guitars. Kimo plays a Taylor guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He has a couple, but he brought his traveling Taylor, his traveling Taylor out.
The one that I really like has got so beat up, you know, with all the years of traveling, all cracks and dents and dings. And I looked at it and I was thinking, I don't think this is going to be able to stand up to another trip. So I brought this one, which is newer, you know.
Speaking of trips, when's Weird Al back on the road?
Well, maybe spring or early summer next year, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's something.
A lot of bands decided to go out on tour this fall, but there are a lot of canceled tours too. So I think, you know, he was wise to wait for a while, you know, and so I think it's going to be probably spring or early summer of next year.
Well, this is the longest you've been without a tour, right?
Probably. Well, sometimes he would go a couple of years without touring. He wouldn't tour every year. We'd maybe do a tour 2 years in a row and then maybe not for another year, another two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, he doesn't always tour every year. But it's all good. You know, it gives me time to do, you know, my own stuff and this and that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And when about you? You going to be hitting the road?
We're supposed to be on the road actually this month and that got canceled, so moving it over. And actually, I'm going to do something in Santa Cruz. I got one of my Hanai kids is Hapai Loa, so she's pregnant. So we're going to go visit her, and I got a gig lined up in Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz is beautiful.
Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it's not a big tour thing. It's like it's hard right now to actually stay away from the farm because for 18 months I've been building up the farms, you know, without the added income from the music. So now the farms generating the income, so I got to, keep everything going. It's like, it's just trying to, and when I go, I mean, I got lots of help and stuff like that, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know, and also I have all these feral pigs, and we got ducks and chickens and all of that.
And your dogs.
And then the worst is the five dogs, my herding dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you sold a lot of them. You had I remember seeing the baby pups. You had a lot of pictures on Facebook with the pups.
Our mistake was keeping two. And then we found a stray dog on the side of the road. So that didn't help. Now we got five. And then I was trying to, I used to breed dogs, and I had this wonderful dog from an Australian Shepherd from Elko, Nevada, way back in the 60s. Yeah, maybe 65, 66. So I brought her from Elko, Nevada. She was just a top dog,
I know what you're talking about.
Border Collie. She's a Border Collie and Australian Shepherd.
Yeah.
So I bred her with a blue heeler. We had pups with it. They were the best pups. But when I went back with Border Collie, that's what I mean. She was just, and I had her great 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 granddaughter about 16 years, and that dog was just an outside dog. And I brought her in the house, and man, super dog. I mean, she could catch ducks, not even leave us. And she did feral chickens, whatever, wild pigs, and she never got stabbed or poked or anything. And then she'd listen. You used to tell her. Now I got this. So we got a pre-breed Australian Shepherd, and she's like the devil dog. she'll bite everybody, including me. I tried to climb in my own window because I locked myself out of the house. I tried to get out, and she bit me on the ass. That's how good of a guard dog she was. She didn't even recognize me. So the purebreds are, to me, there's something wrong with their purebreds.
Yeah.
When you cross them, that's when they bit her. Well, let's get back to some more music. I got music. All kinds of dog songs too, but let's
no, no.
Let's get back to Peace and Harmony, Maluhia. Okay.
What do you think, Kimo?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm heading out to Hana, so maybe we should do a little Hana tune. Maybe we do Koali.
Okay.
It's always nice to do. All right. Aloha,
kuali ikanalu hai mai a ukani vai make a leap or power and the makae pakela.
Eloa,
Eloa no kuali ikanalu hai mai a ukani vai make a leap or power.
Piano solo.
Uoho i ika hua i a hale log I ka hale lao ka hiva hiva Mena hiva hiva leia hai I ka hamalie I ika lai 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 Ua hoi I ka hua I a hale loze I ka hale lau o ka hiva hiva Nei na hiva hiva lea hai I ka hamalie I ka lai 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 O ka mahina I ki alu alu O hino vei vei hina pali Me ka lipo a hala au nauna Koni ma a ele I ke kino
Take one, George!
Nani vai lua ka I ka e hoke kai I ka holu na pi o ka lau o ka niu Ka velo haa heo hai hau vai O kila kila hi ka lai 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 Kani vai make a leap or a power and make a kela. Aina hia mai ana kapuana I kana luha I mai o kani vai make a leap or a power and make a kela.
Beautiful. What was that saying? So the people who don't
Kuali,
like me
understand. Well, it's talking about the different. You know, I used to live in Hana, very close to Kuali, just down the road, and it's talking about the various little beautiful, the beauty of the various areas of that. You know, the Wailua Valley, which is the little valley there in Kuali, Kinivai, which is a beautiful little place where I used to fish right there on that by those rocks, where the fresh water mixes up with the salt water right there on there, and. So, you know, it talks about all those various little places in the Kuala.
And it's also a play with words, too. They talk about the Eva, which is a...
Yes.
They're talking about the Eva, not only the bird, but they're also talking about the Eva, the Eva fern. You know,
right.
About. And then out there, there's a long guy, you know, hanging his flag, waving his flag.
Well, there's a line about the Hawaiian flag, and there's also a story that Kalaokawa... you know, had a little summer place there on that hill up there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story, that's a rumor anyway. So somebody thought, you know, maybe the Hawaiian flag flew there at that little cottage, you know.
Yeah.
And also roses, you know, and he liked
the
roses.
House of
Rome,
yeah.
He liked roses, you know.
Nice.
So, you know, there's some talk about, well, maybe we were talking about, you know, his little sort of, summer cottage there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's I'm not really sure.
And the word Kuali means actually morning glory.
Morning glory. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So
but it's also a name place, you know, like yeah. Vahipanna.
Uh-huh. Vahipanna, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
George has about, 50, 60 albums out? George, how many albums?
Oh, we got a whole bunch, you know.
So many
if you count, before we had 8-track. If you go back to 8-track, cassette, all that, probably about 120 different albums that I've recorded on, you know.
And I love the one you did that was about nature, the forest one. That was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
What was that called, that one, that beautiful
Vahipanna,
one?
Vahipanna. That was called... Forest of the Gods.
Yes, that was beautiful, and that captured that feeling. Of course, I was lucky to have you.
Oh yeah, I taught a class called ethnobotany. I didn't even know. I said, oh man, I'm not too good at science, but then I found out it was about plants, and part of the class you had to go visit what's called the Vawa Akua, which means the forest of the gods. You know, sacred places that, you know, you need to say certain prayers to go. Actually, harvest quad trees or even maile or even Eva, mm-hmm. The Eva ferns or stuff for making lepo'o, lawa'e, and stuff like that. So, when I taught the class, I said, I should do an album about what kind of songs would you like to listen to if you walk into the forest? So, that's that was the whole theme.
That's a beautiful record.
I love that, and you were kind enough to let me use one of those songs which I did on one of my spoken word pieces. I've been so blessed to have you on about. Four or five of my albums, and I think the first one that was the first one I ever had with you on was Practicing Aloha, and you did Mahalo Ke Akua on this in Mana, and it's such a beautiful gift.
Yeah,
that
and we actually, it was a good collaboration because he was working with
Fulton Tashambi.
Fulton, what a guy he was, you know.
Yep, he was a character like you, not quite outside as much, but he was really a blessing on that one.
Yeah, he was really a blessing. And I like the style he would record, you know. He was the first guy who would ever break him up, you know. He just, okay, do this one phrase, we do the phrase, and then we do the next phrase and break it up. And then he said, I want you to, you know, put this into it. And, you know, so he was really directing me all the way through, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, most times I just play the song all the way through and just do it. But he kind of like cut and paste the thing, you know, a little bit. Have you ever done stuff like that before? It's mm-hmm. like doing a movie, you know, like when you do movies, you say, take one.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when I'm recording, if I haven't, you know, somebody playing a violin part or something like that, sometimes I'll have them do 2 or 3 takes. And then, you know, and sometimes I'll like, you know, a certain riff that he does in the, you know, chorus. It's like, well, actually, I really like that for the intro, you know. So I kind of take that and move it around and put it in the intro, you know, move things around.
Yeah,
so you get, that's the beauty.
From old school, you just start the tape, you record, and sit, you know, keep on going like that.
What would you like to do? Is there something that you feel that you'd like to do from one
of those? I wrote several songs. Here's a song I wrote about Hana, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of I wrote this back in 19, got out of college in 74, so 75 or 76.
Can we just throw in there, if you're driving to Hana, folks, I know a lot of visitors listen.
Well, we were invited. Actually, this guy, Tiny Malakini, was a driver. I don't know if you remember Tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny, and he called him Tiny because he was like a big 6-foot guy, big guy, 400-pound guy, and he used to have a thing called Tiny Stores, so he'd pick us up. And he took us around the island and all that stuff. So, you know, so this is a song called Hana.
Okay. Awesome.
Just going to be back and forth to B flat. And I wrote this song with my son, my brother Moses. And we had a group called the Four Wheel Drive, Kahumoku Brothers and Four Wheel Drive. I was one of the wheels, my brother's wheel. We heard Ernie Cruz Jr. He was only 15 or 16 years old. I was in my 20s. The only trouble with Hana is leaving. You don't want to go away, you'd rather stay with Hana. You'd rather stay. Winding, turning.
climbing, descending towards sunrise.
Take what you want. Smiles of Brother Bruce, Brother Patrick, Brother Tiny, and their families from Hana. Pagan bears his cross in Hana. You can see Hawaii. It's the only trouble with Hana is leaving. You don't want to go away, you'd rather stay in Hana. You'd rather stay.
George,
Hana, yeah, we're definitely backing us. Got to be 75 or 76 around there.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm very blessed to have today two of the great slacky guitarists here. I got Kimo West and George Kamoko in studio. They're going to be playing together tomorrow at Napili Kai. 6 o'clock show happening out there. Better
6:30.
That's at 6:30, and it goes to about 8:15.
You need to get tickets early because only 50 people allowed because
of the
protocols.
Yeah, we've been selling out the show, so.
Yeah. So, and speaking of, an honor to play
with Kimo too, you know.
Yeah, what a treat.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
And speaking of, you know, we were there at the Robert and Mary Carey's event where they were doing live from the Grand Wale, and they asked me about visitors and everything. And there was one word I was looking for, and I thought of afterwards. You know, when you're on the thing, they have like 400 stations, and I'm going, the one thing I didn't say, the one word that was so important about visitors, I think the word is respect. And I thought afterwards, you know what I was really trying to say is, please, if you come, respect. Respect the aina, respect the people, respect the culture. And I think it comes down to respect. And if you are going to Hana, I've got to put this out there because our stations, you can hear all the way out there. Respect the roadways, respect the people. Don't just park your car in the middle of the roads. And be aware that a lot of the people there have been used to not having so many visitors, and so, you know, I know you blend in, and you have for a long time out there, but a lot has changed.
Yeah, and I think too, you know, if you want to, you know, take pictures of the waterfalls, don't you know, put your camera outside. Just stop on the side, pull off on the side, and go take a picture. But don't go real slow. You know, a lot of people, you know, they've seen all the waterfalls before. They just want to get into town, do the business, and get back. You know, so. You know, and if you see a mule train behind of you, that means like it's time to pull over, let everybody pass. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We've all driven the road so many, you know, hundreds of times, and it's you know, it's getting more challenging. I think last time I was here, I remember there was a situation. It was out this side of Kanai, anyway, one of the waterfalls, and there were so many cars parked on the road that and cars kept coming and coming. I was heading from Hana to Kahului, and you couldn't get through over the bridge because there were so many cars coming the other direction, and nobody was you know, taking stopping.
Turns.
So I just shut the car off and I went to the other side of the bridge. I said, okay, everybody, look, this is what we got to do. We got to get those guys over there through. So you guys got to stop and wait.
Traffic director.
I've done that several times in Kakaloa too, you know, sometimes. Yes. And then actually I've been stuck sometimes with 1,200 cars gridlocked.
Oh my
for
God.
For 6-7 hours.
Not.
Nobody can move, man. It's like everybody's stuck. And then you got to be able to back up on that road for at least a half a mile. And there's no guardrail, nothing. You cannot see.
That's a scary road.
Yeah, that road is where I live. It's like, we call it Prayer Valley. Even if you're agnostic, you start praying that you can make that road through.
I agree.
Yeah, people talk about the road to Hana. It's like a road to Hana. There's
nothing
compared to that road. It's true.
Did you ever write a song about the place out there on that side, on West Maui Mountains, or anything about
that? I wrote one called Kahalevai, which is, you know, that they call it Kahalevai, but it's really called, it's supposed to be Kahale, the house that holds the water. Hala means to pass away, the dead water. Hala means to, like, you know, pass on, or, you know, when they've got
house of water.
Yeah, so it's so that. So I wrote a song called Kahalevai. That's probably when I started teaching Lahinununa, that was like 1992. I went down to, I wanted to find out what's the name of the mountain. Everybody said West Mountain Mountain. So we went down to, I think there's a visitor's center down there. And at the visitor's center was one of the Fardens, uncle, I forgot his name. He's going to kill me. He passed away already too. So he said that. So we went and looked at the map. He said, "Oh," and the map said Kahalevai, and he said the map's wrong. He told me right there, and he was like 93. He said it should be Kahalevai. So I wrote a song called Kahalevai, which is it talks about the majestic mountains, and sometimes, you know, it's the moods always change with the clouds, you know.
They like do that too, so. Just like like China and the Kuan Yin. And living over here now on the mountains up here above, that near the Iao Valley and up in Wailuku Estates, I walk by the water aqueducts, and the water and the waters meet here. The river and the waters, there's actually four different waters that meet in Wailuku.
Yeah, right. they call it Navai Eha.
Yeah. And they're sacred waters. And there's a special energy. Now that I'm sleeping up on the hills up there, I feel that energy at night. You feel that energy coming down from the mountaintops at night. There's spirits up there.
That's
why it's also sacred when you go into Iao. So if you're going into Iao as well, respect, because there's some spirits that are very alive up there. You want to do that song?
Kahalevai?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
vae ku moli po a me ma po o ilo loko ki kai laina ki kai ka kila kila kahale vae kahale Kahale vae Umua puka Oma o ava ava Alua lua ala Ono o api ilani Alua lua ala Ono o api ilani
Pepe Kimo Kahale vae, kahale vae, kahale vae, kahale vae, kahale vae, kahale vae.
Beautiful.
I just remembered him. There was Uncle Buddy Farden, one of the Farden from Fairy Auntie Irmgard's younger brother.
And yeah. You know what? This is the way to learn, because I have been 32 years here, but didn't know the West Mauis are Kahale vae. And now I've learned that through the song, and I'll remember it. So thank you.
Well.
That's the way you learn, right? And that's the way you did learn on the Big Island and growing up from the family and family's family. And that's a great way to carry on the tradition through music, right?
And learning and chant. And there's actually what we call a little, you know, just a talking story, and then we come to the truth, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I see it all over, you know, even they have a farmers union called Kahale vae and all like that. My ears get the dead water. There's nothing but dead. That water is alive up there, you know.
Or a lot of times, like out in Hana, there are places, you know, where we always called, you know, the Hawaiian name of the place, and then I come back, and now they're calling it something, you know, Venus Pool or something, you know.
Oh, yeah, Blue Pool or whatever, yeah.
But it was, you know, I remember it's like, oh, no, that's Wyoka. That's Wyoka Stream. And, no, that's Venus Pond. It was like, what?
Well, it's the same as that. You can't still get rid of the seven sacred pools, which
they tried to get rid of that for a long time. People still call it seven sacred pools.
So we have about, let's see, we have about 8 minutes left. So one of your songs, maybe.
Yeah, let's go to you. I don't want to hog cheese the time over here. You've been asking these questions, yeah?
No, well, I'll just play something we can both play. I mean, you know, how about, how about Kipahulu?
Yeah.
Remember that? You know, that's a lovely song from the area, because we were sort of on this, talking about Hana and the area out there. And it was interesting, because my friend who used to, you know, sing at the hotel for a long time, Leo Kani Pryor, I've been friends, you know, every time I go to Hana, I go sit in and play with the CJ and Leo Kani at the hotel.
This is a Henderson boy, too. You know, did you run into the Henderson family over there? I just ran into this girl, a young girl, Hawaii Henderson, and she sings with her sister. And
they singing at the hotel nowadays?
No, they used to sing, you know, but now she has I went actually to a, not, it was a funeral, it was like a hospice kind of a thing. For a friend who was waiting, and then all the families came out and everything, and they were singing. And so, I had such a great time with the Henderson family. But she's actually a Hawaiian Tongan.
And
a Hapaholi too, you know.
Well, I was thinking we'd play this song. I was talking about my friend Leo Kani, because, you know, he's living in Santa Barbara now. We're actually working on a record together. We're starting to work on a record together, which is, he's got a beautiful, you know, Hawaiian falsetto, you know, Leo Kie Kie, the high falsetto sound, but his grandfather lived out in Kipahulu. and next to Charles Lindbergh out there in the way out there, you know. So, but anyway, Kipahulu, you know, it's a beautiful place, you know, sort of like where the, you know, it's real jungly and it's still very wet, but then as soon as you go around the corner, you get
dry.
To Kaupo and it's dry, you start seeing the cactus. So I think that's why there's always a lot of rainbows, you know, in Kipahulu, but I think it's because, you know, you got the wet and the dry right next to each other, you know, it's really a really beautiful spot. And I used to, when I lived out in Kaualea, I would always, for my walk, I would walk all the way to the gulch, you know, to the park and back, you know, which was a good, healthy workout, you know, to Ohio.
Especially on that road, trying to get hit by a car.
Yeah, every other car. How much farther is Seven Pools? But anyway, I always walk through Kipahulu. And so anyway, let's do that. It's a very simple song.
That's beautiful. Oh, so, so sweet. I'm going to finish up the Facebook Live now. You know, that's just such a treat to be able to have both of you here in studio.
And now you
I'm sorry, posting that. But no, it's really been an amazing treat. I want to make sure we get your websites and information before we have about 2 minutes before we close. So, and you have some special, really good deals. You had, is it still there that you get a package if you have a bag of stuff? And you can order, is that still there?
I always have different things on my website. Actually, the thing that people really like is I got all my CDs, 11 CDs on like a USB drive.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of cool because then you can, with the cars nowadays, you can just plug it into the USB in the car.
Really?
Yeah, and it plays in the car.
Wow.
Well, it's even better than this.
Yeah, so you could take one little USB, you can take my entire catalog, and then it has it also, there's a folder that has all the
We got to learn how to do that, man.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You can make them, yourself. But it has all the artwork, the graphics and the liner notes and everything. And it also has the full fidelity files, like the, so the CD quality ones, if you want to, play it on your computer at home or something. But in the car, you just plug it in and you have all the albums,
I love it.
So that's been pretty good. But yeah, I have a few different, little promotions. I have some, but this guy has all kinds of interesting things.
But let's get your website in there.
Oh, yeah. It's just jimkimowest.com, JimKimowest.com.
And your newsletter's excellent. You do that.
Thank
you. You do a very good newsletter.
Yeah.
Do you do that, write that all yourself and everything?
I do have a marketing guy who's sometimes doing sort of a, just every once in a while, he'll do one that's just about the promotions. But the regular newsletter, I do that myself.
Good job.
Yeah.
I always enjoy reading it. Your best white website?
Yeah, my kahumoku.com or slackyshow.com. And actually, I have a team. I'm so busy farming and catching pigs and all like that. Elliot runs a work site.
He does a great job.
We actually have somebody doing the graphics and, all kinds of people. So, and I got to thank my wife. She's the one who holds
Nancy.
It together.
Yeah.
She's the glue that holds it together,
She's amazing, yep.
Actually, I had a...
Nancy, we love you, Nancy Kahumoku. So, yeah. Well, we only have 5 seconds left,
okay.
So
thank you.
Thank you. What an amazing venture to have both of you here in studio today. And
always
really wonderful.
A pleasure. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Thank you.
God bless and aloha.
Aloha. The visionary.